Greetings, dear ones. We join you today with the greatest expectations of magic. You see, dear ones, we are addressing the magic humans of planet Earth. Yes, magic indeed. You've brought it forward on the timeline in a very unique way. So today, we ask you all to take a deep breath. Feel it spread through every part of your being and integrate it into every cell in your body. You'll feel your inner strength gaining to give you even more direction and purpose in your life over the next several weeks. So much is starting to take place right now. You see, dear ones, the energies of planet Earth are ready to shift. And you're here at exactly this moment to be part of this huge evolutionary step. Breathe deeply and take in all the energy. Soon, you will walk in harmony with your own spirit, having much more of your spirit come through your physical body than ever before. The golden ring of light. The magic is awakening within each and every one of you, and it's right on time. Know that your imprint on planet Earth has been very helpful. There are many more opportunities lining up for you to be in your passion. Your own evolution is now carrying with it a huge energy behind you, like a wave following a boat on a lake. For you are changing everything. Know that you're making a difference, even though you rarely see it. We watch in amazement at the work you're doing right now. Take a breath, dear ones. Harmonize with others. For this simple action will form a global ring of light that many can tap into for inspiration and love. Remember, time is an illusion. Simply set the intention to join forces with all the energies and spirits that have congregated to this golden ring of light. Fourth wave awakening. The magic has begun. It is a fourth awakening. Not all humans will feel it or even choose to. Breathe deeply and anchor it when you feel it. Then you'll bring it on even more. Express it. Speak the words that have been waiting to be spoken. Take that step or make that move. It isn't only you that is connecting. It's us as well. Many other spirits are connected to the ring and feeding energy into it along with us. For they have a grand reunion occurring on this side of the veil right now. We watch planet Earth and your grand game intently. Keep up the great work and know that you're in this with us together. We join you this day with your game well in progress. You're moving at an incredible pace. There is considerable shift on your planet. Yes, it's causing difficulties and challenge, but we also see the next step. So we ask you all to be patient. Know that your thoughts and love are making a difference to a much greater degree than you understand. There's a lot of ambient energy in the ethers right now. Much of it is mismatched and difficult to ignore. That's the reason you're seeing a lot of separation and self-serving actions prevalent everywhere on planet Earth. Yet even in the defense around energy all around, the human heart always rises. You see, dear ones, you are spirits. Within a field of duality, people tend to point to each other as their source of their problems. Please know that there is no one here on Earth now that is just taking up space. Every single person is needed, no matter what environment they're in, no matter what their socioeconomic group, belief system, religion, location, whatever else it is that humans use to separate from one another. There's no separation of the spirit, and you're starting to see that. Interestingly enough, most of this separation happens in times of fear. Of course, there are many who would like to use that separation because it is one of the ways that humans can typically be controlled. The search for spirit. Underneath it all, dear ones, you are connected. Humans can have one belief system over here and another over there, which can totally be at odds with each other. But when you distance yourself, as the observer does, you'll realize that you're both actually seeing the same thing from a different perspectives. Stepping further back, you can see that you're actually both trying to accomplish the same thing. So by shifting that point of perception even a small amount, you can start to see the spirit within each other. The purpose is to pull back far enough so that you can see that you're both simply humans playing this wonderful little game. Yes, underneath it all, you both have the same core beliefs. Help is on the way. The next generation is just now establishing a foothold. They hold answers if they are given room and support. And technologies can also play an important part. Even with public mistrust about artificial intelligence, if it is asked the right questions, it will have surprisingly helpful answers. Money is the case of the oil industry, will attempt to misdirect this. However, the new battery technology is right around the corner, and that will remove the last major stumbling block to electric vehicles. Furthermore, help is and will become coming from other beings in other dimensions. You're not alone in the universe, you never were. Although much of it cannot be identified through your scientific process, right at this moment you'll start to see openings and opportunities for big advancements. Much of that can be actually attributed to some of your neighbors. We find it especially interesting that there are several of these neighbors who are largely responsible for some of the difficult turns the planet Earth took. And now they're jumping in saying, how can we help? We are the ones that were here in the beginning. We are the ones that can show you the way home and can find it fascinating to watch. How many light workers does it take to change the world? Every single one of you. Which is why you're here and why today we simply want to share with you that you have help. The observer himself has a very interesting perspective by not being involved and yet having the ability to watch from afar. We hope to teach all of you that gift, because when you lean back far enough to gain perspective, dear ones, you're truly all the same. That is something to be celebrated and used, for such a unity is long overdue. Although it's certainly been pushed to its extremes, the human heart will always prevail. Humans can only live in a state of fear for so long, and then they'll change the game. Synchronicities. Living with a brighter spirit means that things line up easily and you adopt more of the synchronistic lifestyle and answers that pop up at the right time. You're not alone. You never were. And now you'll see quite a bit of help from the other side of the veil, as from our realm we call home. That's a strong connection for all. Every time you open your eyes, you try to experience something that will remind you of home. When you listen to music, you try to equate it to music that you knew from home. And when you see those something beautiful that stirs your heart, you call it forth memories from home. Through the Golden Ring, we are sending you very special and unique memories, reminders, yourself, of who you dare to see yourself and everything else from slightly different perspectives, and watch as the planet Earth starts to evolve. Humanity is just now starting to make some big decisions about the next level of the game. This is absolutely perfect. And yes, we will say it. Wait until you see what's coming. You will enjoy it. Play this wonderful game of pretending to be humans. Know that you are here on purpose and on time. Treat each other with respect as you bump into each other. Nurture one another and hold the door open at every opportunity. You're playing a new game, taking it to the next level. Play well, dear ones. We love you dearly. Aspavo, thank you for taking your power.